This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. A top Georgia official says that U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has asked him about tossing ballots. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Georgia's Secretary of State, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked him if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In comments to the Washington Post, Raffensperger said he interpreted Graham's question as a suggestion to toss out legally cast votes. Nearly 5 million votes were cast in Georgia in the presidential election. Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Election officials across Georgia are conducting a hand recount of votes in the presidential race. Asked Monday about Raffensperger's comments, Graham said, "That's ridiculous." Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, in his toughest remarks yet on President Trump's failure to acknowledge an election loss, President-elect Joe Biden is warning people may die if the Trump administration keeps refusing to coordinate with his team on the virus pandemic response. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Biden says it's great that two prospective vaccines are showing promise in fighting the virus, but
it's of little use until you're vaccinated.
He's blasting the president for not allowing the Biden transition team access to plans for distributing the vaccine to all Americans.
It's a huge, huge, huge undertaking.
And says if his team has to wait until it takes office,
it puts us behind. Over a month and a half.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
SpaceX's newly launched capsule with four astronauts arrived Monday at the International Space Station, their new home until spring. The Dragon capsule pulled up and docked late Monday night following a 27-hour completely automated flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. This is the second astronaut mission for SpaceX, but it's the first time that Elon Musk's company delivered a crew for a full half-year station in rotation. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning President Donald Trump Monday against accelerating troop reductions in Afghanistan and Iraq, saying it would be disastrous.
As a number of former officials and ambassadors recently stated, the spectacle of U.S. troops abandoning facilities and equipment, leaving the field in Afghanistan to the Taliban and ISIS, would be broadcast around the world as a symbol of U.S. defeat and humiliation. And a victory for Islamic extremism.
The Senate leader says reports that Mr. Trump plans to announce within days sharp cuts to U.S. forces in both countries would be abandoning partners. A new FBI report says hate crimes last year reached the highest level in more than a decade, AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Hate-motivated killings in 2019 reached the highest number since the FBI started keeping records in the 90s. 51 people died, including 22 killed in a shooting targeting Mexicans at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. The report shows an increase in religion-based hate crimes, as well as anti-Hispanic hate crimes. Crimes based on a person's sexual orientation stayed relatively stable. Crimes against African Americans dropped slightly. Critics have long warned the data may be incomplete. Some police departments don't submit hate crime information to the FBI. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ethiopia's prime minister says the final and crucial military operation will launch in the coming days against the government of the country's rebellious northern Tigray region. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, in a social media post, says 3-day deadline given to the Tigray region's leaders and special forces expired today. Abiy, last year Nobel's Peace Prize winner, continues to reject international pleas for dialogue and de-escalation in the 2-week conflict in the Horn of Africa. The military conflict has spilled into neighboring Eritrea and has sent more than 25,000 frightened Ethiopian refugees pouring into Sudan. Hurricane Iota has roared ashore as a Category 4 storm along almost exactly the same stretch of Nicaragua's Caribbean coast that was devastated by an equally powerful Hurricane Eta 13 days earlier. Iota had intensified into an extremely dangerous Category 5 storm during the day Monday, but the U.S. National Hurricane Center says it weakened slightly as it neared the coast late Monday and made landfall with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. Iota came ashore just 15 miles south of where Hurricane Eta made landfall November 3rd, also as a Category 4 storm. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.